In the Alaska House of Representatives this week, House Bill 169 passed. The bill seeks to fund the state's school districts before the rest of the budget is complete. House Bill 169 will also determine education funding over 2 years instead of just year to year, funding K-12 education in Alaska through June 30th of 2023, meaning that the school districts can operate without issuing yearly layoff notices to teachers and other staff. District 31 Representative Sarah Vance of Homer voted against the bill, which passed 25-14. The legislature also took up House Bill 3 this week, which defines what the state can and cannot do during a disaster declaration. The bill officially defines a disaster listing extreme weather events, fires, riot, environmental damage, infrastructure, or equipment failure, among other things. Representative David Eastman of Wasilla attempted to amend the bill to say the proclamation of a disaster emergency may not remain in effect longer than 30 days unless extended by the legislature. That amendment failed 30-6, with Representative Vance voting in favor of giving only the legislature the power to extend a disaster declaration beyond 30 days. Eastman also proposed an amendment adding that the state may not require an individual to be vaccinated against COVID-19. Representative Vance voted in favor of that amendment, though it failed 30-6. House Bill 3 did ultimately pass the House 33-3, with Representative Vance voting yes to pass. House Joint Referendum 14 passed this week. That's the Safe Banking Act related to allowing legitimate cannabis businesses access to financial services. The referendum passed 37-3, with Representative Vance voting in favor of bringing legal cannabis-related commerce into the banking system in Alaska. And in the House Judiciary Committee this week, the committee passed House Bill 66 through to the State Affairs Committee. The bill, sponsored by House Majority Leader Representative Chris Tuck of Anchorage, addresses election issues, access to absentee ballots, and same-day voter registration. Representative Vance of Homer is a member of the House Judiciary. She voted against the bill, along with Representatives Eastman and Kirka of Wasilla, but that bill passed out of the Senate 4-3. Representative Sarah Vance of Homer has announced that she will host a virtual town hall meeting and take questions from constituents on Wednesday, April 28th at 6 p.m. Vance will hold the meeting on Microsoft Teams and has posted a link to register on her Facebook page. If you plan to attend the meeting, follow the link and register ahead of time. Microsoft Teams requires some setup. Reporting on the Alaska State Legislature, I'm Kathleen Gustafson.